American Language Course, Tape 2205B. Listen. Listen carefully to the following sentences. Remember what is said. You will be asked questions on the sentences. Answer my questions. Then the correct answers will be given. Repeat the correct answers. Listen.
You should drive the car around short corners to check the steering. The wheel should turn freely to the right and left without sticking. At 35 miles per hour, the car should continue to move straight ahead for 400 to 500 feet without any control. If it drifts to one side, the wheels may be out of alignment. This test should be made on a level road.
Listen and answer. Why should you drive the car around sharp corners?
To check the steering. You should drive the car around sharp corners to check the steering.
How should the wheel turn?
Freely to the right and left. The wheel should turn freely to the right and left.
How far should the car go before turning to one side?
Four hundred to 500 feet. It should go straight for about 500 feet.
If the car drifts to one side quickly, what does this indicate?
Wheels out of alignment. It indicates that the wheels are out of alignment.
What kind of road should you make this test on?
On a flat, level road. This test should be made on a flat, level road.
Listen. Let's practice some expressions of frequency. Listen to the following sentences and answer my questions when you hear them. Then repeat the correct answer. Listen.
Tell the patient to do the following. Take this medicine 3 times a day. Drink a glass of milk 1 a day. Eat full meals only 2 a day.
Listen and answer. How often should the patient drink a glass of milk?
1 a day. He should drink a glass of milk 1 a day. The patient should drink a glass of milk 1 a day.
How often should he take the medicine?
3 times a day. He should take it 3 times a day. The patient should take the medicine 3 times a day.
How frequently should the patient eat?
Only 2 a day. He should eat only 2 a day. The patient should eat only 2 a day.
Listen.
Here are some things you should do on a long trip. Check your water, oil, and tires about 3 times a day. Stop and stretch several times a day. Switch drivers 4 or 5 times a day.
How often should you switch drivers on a long trip?
4 or 5 times a day. You should switch 4 or 5 times a day. You should switch drivers 4 or 5 times a day.
How frequently should you stop and stretch?
Several times a day. You should stop and stretch several times a day.
How often should the water, oil, and tires be checked?
About 3 times a day. They should be checked about 3 times a day. Before you start, on the way, and after you stop.
Listen. Let's practice some noun-noun combinations. First, you will hear just the noun-noun combinations. Imitate the voice carefully. Notice that the first noun is said louder than the second one. Then you will hear the combinations at the end of sentences. Listen and repeat.
Post office. Post office. We are looking for the post office. Club meeting. Club meeting. Once a month, they go to a club meeting. Pencil sharpener. Pencil sharpener. Where is the pencil sharpener? Pilot training. Pilot training. I'm leaving soon for pilot training. Motor fuel. Motor fuel. Be certain that you've got enough motor fuel. Language problem. Language problem. He didn't fail because of a language problem. Control tower. Control tower. Which way is the control tower? Homework. Homework. Please be quiet. I'm trying to do my homework.
Listen. Listen carefully to the following sentences. Remember what is said. You will be asked questions on them. Answer my questions. Then repeat the correct answers. Listen.
Joe usually gets up at 6 o'clock and takes a shower. After he shaves and gets dressed, he goes to the dining hall and has breakfast. After breakfast, he goes to class and studies English. Usually he's in class from 07:30 to 14:30.
What time does Joe usually get up?
Usually at 6 o'clock. He usually gets up at 6 o'clock. Joe usually gets up at 6 o'clock.
What does he do next?
Takes a shower. He takes a shower.
What does he do after shaving and getting dressed?
He has breakfast. He goes to the dining hall and has breakfast.
Where does he go after having breakfast?
To class. He goes to class. He goes to class after having breakfast.
What does he do in class?
Studies English. He studies English.
How long is he usually in class?
From 07:30 to 14:30. He's usually in class from 07:30 to 14:30.
Listen. Let's practice changing some statements to questions. You will hear me make a statement. When you hear me, you should change my statement to a question. Then you will hear the correct question. Repeat the correct question. Listen and change. Mrs. Watkins usually gets up at 5:30 in the morning.
What time does Mrs. Watkins usually get up?
Remember to change my statement to a question. Mrs. Watkins got up at 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
What time did Mrs. Watkins get up yesterday morning?
First, she prepares breakfast for herself and her husband.
What does she do first?
After he leaves, she awakens Bob and Marie.
What does she do after her husband leaves? What does she do after he leaves?
Mrs. Watkins serves Bob's and Marie's breakfast.
Who serves Bob's and Marie's breakfast?
Tom isn't at home most of the time because his college is in another city.
Why isn't Tom home most of the time?
Listen. Listen to the following selection and take notes. Ask your instructor to check your performance.
Originally, man probably did not use art for pleasure, but only for his needs. Later, he saw that art gave him pleasure. So he made his simple instruments beautiful. The first knives were made of stone, and their design was rough and quite simple. Soon the knives were made of copper or some other metal. Some knives had long straight blades, and others had blades in the form of a curve. Many had complex designs cut into the metal. They were useful instruments and beautiful ornaments. Cups and other vessels were made of metals like brass, copper, silver, and gold.
This is the end of tape 2205B.